Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The White House physician says President Trump's condition has improved. Trump is on two medications usually given to people with serious COVID-19 symptoms, including the antiviral remdesivir. NPR's Juana Summers reports.
White House physician Sean Conley said that President Trump's blood oxygen level dropped twice in recent days, but that the president has had no fever since Friday morning. Brian Garibaldi is another doctor on the team.
And if he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House where he can continue his treatment course.
The doctors also said that the president had been given the steroid dexamethasone. The World Health Organization issued guidelines last month recommending that that steroid only be given to patients with severe and critical COVID-19. Juana Summers, NPR News.
President Trump left the hospital briefly Sunday. Wearing a face mask, he rode in a motorcade to wave at his supporters gathered outside. An attending physician at Walter Reed, Dr. James Phillips, says he had put the Secret Service at risk for an unnecessary drive-by. The U.S. Supreme Court opens its new term Monday with a docket already chock-full of important cases and the promise of even more. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Even as the court term begins, across the street at the Capitol, Republicans are seeking to jam through President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett before Election Day. Two Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee who were at the Barrett announcement at the White House have subsequently tested positive for COVID-19 and are currently isolating themselves. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham have said they still intend to move forward with a confirmation hearing on October 12th. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
According to new survey data from a nonpartisan research group, more voters from both parties say that violence will be justified if their candidate loses in November. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
A striking 20% of Republicans and 19% of Democrats say that violence would be justified, either a lot or a great deal, if their party loses the presidential election. Those numbers are up from just 3 months ago, giving credence to mounting fears that civil unrest could spread to the polls. President Trump has called on his supporters to monitor the vote, claiming without evidence that Democrats are trying to steal the election. More than half of voters think violence is not justified at all if the opposing party wins, but those numbers are dropping. The survey was conducted by the Democracy Fund and UCLA Nationscape Project, which is tracking American voters this year. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Japanese fashion designer Kenzo Takada died from COVID-19 Sunday outside of Paris. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the designer, known simply as Kenzo, the name of the fashion house he built in the 1970s.
Kenzo Takada died at the age of 81 at the American Hospital of Paris in Neuilly-sur-Seine, a residential suburb of the French capital. Kenzo designed his first collection in 1970 and became the first Japanese designer to make a name on the Paris fashion scene. He was known for his bright, floral, colorful patterns, some 8,000 of them, a boyish look, and a joie de vivre. Kenzo was born in 1939 near Osaka. He became passionate about the sewing and design that was taught to his sisters. He arrived in France in 1965 by boat into the port city of Marseille. Kenzo soon moved to Paris, a city that fascinated him and became his adopted home. In 1993, Kenzo was bought by LVMH, the world's largest luxury group. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's asking the state to reimpose restrictions on schools and non-essential businesses for at least 2 weeks because of a surge in coronavirus cases. If approved, the shutdown would begin Wednesday in 9 zip codes in the city. New York had just returned students to in-person learning in classrooms. New cases have increased over the past 2 weeks, predominantly in neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Queens, home to a large Orthodox Jewish population. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.